TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Riot Wednesday.
Yes,
and
yes.
If you're hearing songs that are like, oh, that's tickling a memory, you know, of mine. It's bringing me to a certain spot in time. Like, yeah, yung huli nating pinakinto. I remember that when I was in, like, high school. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I remember my high school. So,
if I don't acknowledge the comment, it doesn't exist.
Umabot na ba tayo sa ganun?
Guys, may naririnig ba kayo?
Parang may hangin.
Very mature.
Parang may hangin eh. Ikaw. Ako wala din. Tapos yung isa naman yung clueless. Guys, andito ko. Ako po yung barkada nyo. Okay.
Hi.
So, today, ay ito, dapat ano, dapat matutunan natin to. Our top 10 for today, thanking Milarazzi. I thought let's do something, you know, something, ano naman, something positive for a change. Reklamo tayo ng reklamo.
Okay.
Wala na tayong ginawa, kundi, you know, tell people what's wrong, what we want, what's our wish list.
Mm.
So, Milarazzi wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag, kwentong contento.
Oh.
Like what's a sign that you are actually content? And just not pwedeng overall,
mm-hmm.
but you can also be very specific. Like, how do you know you're content with your work?
Or like
in your relationship?
If you purchased something,
yeah,
just contento ka
din actually
sa
with material stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With material stuff. So let's give you examples. Kwentong kumbento. Kwentong kontento.
So, ayun na nga po, no? Yung madre.
Yung madre. Pinapakain yung rabbit. May dala siyang mga carrots. Ulit. Kwentong kontento. Okay. You're having breakfast with your significant other with zero plans while everyone's traveling somewhere. But there's nowhere you'd rather be than where you are.
Ah. Yeah.
I have to say, alam mo, if you're happy with who you're with, even if, alam mo yung meron mga FOMO posts
mm-hmm.
na, oh, sila ganito, nasa ganyan. Sila ganito, pumaparty sa ganyan. Sila
yeah.
ganito, nasa hotel. You're like, oh, that's so much fun. Ang aanahin mo pa, it's more like tell your SO na, well, let's do this too, one of these days.
Right.
Pero hindi kayong parang,
no rush.
I wanna be there mm-hmm. more than here. Because if you're happy with who you're with, you're happy where you are.
That's true.
Yeah.
Parang doesn't matter kung saan pa tayo mapadpad or
oh.
kung hindi tayo mapadpad anywhere.
Anywhere. This is fine. Just, you know, sharing breakfast together.
In your arms space. Is my favorite place. Ganon.
Ako gusto ko ano eh, parang my upper half is in your arms and my lower half is in yours. Ay, dalawa yung kumakarga sa'yo.
Ang saya.
Ang saya. Okay. Kwentong kontento. Lahat puro hook up pag weekend. Pero ikaw, okay ka na sa mga opa, sa mga K-dramas mo. And you don't feel like kawawa ka.
Mm.
You're like, go. I mean, you wanna have like real life relationships? I'm good with this. Not that you don't want it, pero
yeah.
Because it's not here,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy with this. Kasi malaking difference yun ha, for me.
Mm.
Yung, you're happy with this, pero like, ayaw mo kasi.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
I get
but then
it.
There's the whole, you know what, I do want it. I'm not saying I don't want it, but I don't have it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't have it, I'm going to enjoy with what I can have.
Which is a great attitude to
a
have.
Very good attitude.
Because either way, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Panalo ka eh.
Panalo ka.
You don't lose with that kind of proposition. Another example, contentong kumbento. Pagulo na lang, pagulo. Ano yung contentong kumbento?
Hindi. Ano muna? Good Shepherd?
Yeah. Ube? Strawberry? Kwentong kontento. This is going to be a struggle. Nag-i-intro pa lang tayo. Okay.
Good luck.
Kwentong kontento. Yung after your 12th plate sa buffet, you go, okay na po.
Sana, di ba?
Sana naman.
Sana.
Ako nga, di ba, nung nag-buffet tayo, like, second, like, one, all out. Puno yung plate. Second,
oh, yeah.
yung the one time na bumalik ako for seconds, like, spattering na lang. Halos wala nang laman yung plate ko. Like, di ba, I just got like two extra shomai and
I remember
konting bala. And then that's it, I'm done.
Because medyo pareho tayo, di ba, yung first plate, parang we kind of shared.
Ah, wala, sabog kong sabog.
What we
diba?
Got.
Yeah, like, get everything you see.
Yeah, my second plate kasi was medyo baligtad. Bigla akong nag-charcuterie nung second plate ko.
Ako kasi parang, I will get a sampling of everything for the first round. This is how I buffet. Tapos, kung ano yung
nagustuhan mo?
Kung ano yung nagustuhan ko, yun yung babalikan ko. Pero konti na lang talaga. Just
true.
To satisfy yung parang, oh, I want more.
I think, mas sulit yung buffet pag, I don't know, maybe if you don't go to buffets much or if it's
which
your first
me.
Time.
Yeah.
Parang sulit siya. I don't know.
For the experience.
Yeah. So, pero personally, I've come to realize din na hindi rin ako, parang it's better to just pay a la carte. If I were paying, just because I also don't really eat that much.
Yeah.
Na overwhelm kasi ako pag nasa buffet.
Feeling ko kasi lugi ako eh.
Yun.
If I eat sa buffet.
Pero I mean, it's siguro it's good to go to buffets na they offer really expensive items.
Right, right.
Kasi parang at least kahit 2 to 3 items ang yung kunin mo, feeling mo you got your money's worth.
Kasi I'm like, ano eh, like I, the only two endings for me is if I follow how I feel, I would probably just get what I want, which
mm-hmm.
isn't a lot. So
yeah.
Feeling ko, I'll walk away thinking, nalugi ako kasi I paid so much and I ate so little. The other outcome is pipilitin kong kumain kasi I feel like sayang naman yung binayad ko. And I'll end up, alam mo yung busog na not pleasant?
Yeah.
Yung parang, ugh, food coma. I ate too much.
I actually don't remember the last time I went to a buffet na hindi breakfast ah.
Yeah.
Na nagbayad ako. Like lunch or dinner.
Right, right.
Because like, personally nga, it's not somewhere na maiisip ko na, eh, I wanna eat, tapos punta ko ng buffet. You know
buffet.
What I mean? Unless I get invited,
right,
or
right.
there's like an occasion, or ganon. Yeah, parang hindi ko rin siya naiisip.
That's true.
It's a little too much kasi.
And another example, kwentong kontento, if nothing on your social media bothers you or makes you feel jealous.
Oh, yeah.
And you can actually just enjoy it for what it is.
Ito.
Parang, ay, oh, si Hazel, nasa beach. Ah, si Marky, nasa Baguio. Oh, si Rika, kasama si... So, alam mo yun, yung parang...
si
parang and you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, ano yun eh. Yung parang suddenly
FOMO.
Hindi toxic yung
yes,
social media.
Yes.
And it makes you think, maybe social media isn't what's toxic. It's
maybe
the
it's
mindset
yeah.
of people consuming it.
Kasi parang... All they're posting is what they're doing, what they're experiencing, what they're enjoying.
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel bad, that's on you.
Exactly.
I mean, hindi naman masama na mag-post ka ng kung ano yung ini-enjoy mo, kung ano yung mga blessings mo, diba?
The but, highlights of your life.
But if you feel bad because other people are enjoying their lives, then, you know, there might be a problem
mm-hmm.
with you. One last example. Kwentong kontento. If you look in the mirror... And you see the person you love the most.
Amen!
Mahirap yan, ha? I mean, we might find it funny, but yung isa sa buhay mo talaga, not a lot of people like themselves or even love themselves. Alam mo yung, obviously, we're going to be very, very cutthroat when it comes to like what we think belongs to us, right?
Or, yeah.
Pero iba yun sa self-love, when you really love who you are.
Exactly.
It's very different. I really would argue with you if you tell me that being a survival person, you always fight for yourself, doesn't always mean that you love yourself. You're just like...
You're just trying to get by, maybe.
Akin to, I will survive. You
yeah.
know? But that's very different from I love myself. and I love who I am.
You know, a good exercise is to smile at yourself when you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Wala lang. You know, it's just, I don't even consciously do it.
Yeah.
I've always done it.
You've always done it.
People make fun of me because I'm like, I have my mirror all the time and they mm-hmm. catch me parang smiling.
Ako nga ano eh. But, when know, I look at myself in the mirror, like, I lick the mirror. Talo ka. I've one up you.
Grabe. Ako yeah, ano lang, I reach out. Yung parang, ako pala to. Ako lang pala to.
Akala ko I was just reaching out for perfection. Ako lang pala to. Ay, ako lang pala
ay,
to.
Ay, ako lang pala ay, to.
Sorry, sorry.
Gosh.
Ay, akala ko kung sino.
So annoying. Can you imagine? May makita sa'yo gumaganon ka.
Alam mo yung mababatukan ka.
Oh, exactly.
Kahit hindi ka kilala, mababatukan. But there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10. Kwentong kontento. And I think it's a good thing to remind ourselves. Na malay mo, like in general, you don't think like you're a very content person. Pero when you really think about it, you're like, maybe I am.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kwentong Contento in all your tweets.
For now, let's get things going with Britney Spears. Oops, I Did It Again on Bride Wednesday.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Monster RX 3.1. It's time for Tea Over Coffee, and this time around we have some news from the 2022 Oscars. Okay, so they're already eyeing hosts for the show after three years of being hostless. So this year they're eyeing Regina Hall. They're also eyeing. I forgot the list. There we go.
Amy Schumer.
And Wanda Sykes. And yeah. What do you think about that? That combination.
It's interesting because they're not getting like big stars. Yeah. Right? Like we saw what happened to Anne Hathaway and James Franco. Yeah. They got two of the hottest stars at the time and that was a disaster. I mean, it was horrible. So yeah, I guess. At saka maganda kasi, they're not, you know, not everyone is you know, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey kind of chemistry. So what they'll do is like parang divide the show into three. Tapos solo sila.
Yes.
They have three hosts, but they will all host solo. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that would be interesting kasi parang they're all parang stand up, you know, mm-hmm. they can do their own thing, crack their own joke. So they don't need the banter. Because if you're going to get co-hosts na who will co-host the show na together, you have to get people who really get along. You know, tipong yun nga. Tipong Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. But yeah, not bad. I'm not that familiar with Regina Hall, but definitely Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes will be a hoot. I mean, I'm familiar
you
with
you know what? Work. Maybe Wanda Sykes.
Ah, talaga? You're not Amy Schumer?
No.
Oh.
Not a fan.
I find her
ako,
funny.
I really find Wanda Sykes super funny.
Yeah.
It's me too. Yes. Talaga. Yeah. Sometimes it's the voice that gets me.
Sa umpisa kasi parang she seems very astringent. Yung parang yung, parang askad niya. But yeah, when you actually get her humor, you realize that she's so funny.
Yeah, she's so
and
funny.
And that she's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
Hindi siya, sa una kasi matatakot ka kasi parang ang bagsik niya. Pero I think you just have to get her.
I feel like she's also the kind of person na parang she can be interviewed by anybody.
I like, Amy Schumer. I mean, I wouldn't say I don't like her. I'm not a super big fan, pero okay naman ako.
I like her stand-up. Have you ever seen
I have it? Not seen her stand-up.
Yeah, it's, yung mga earlier works, it's actually really funny.
Regina Hall ang di ako familiar.
Ako din eh.
Same. I know Regina King, but Regina
I know.
Hall.
Akala ko nauna, Regina King.
Kami din
kami.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, oh, it's not her, it's Regina Hall.
So yeah, because Regina King just suffered a loss, diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's gonna be interesting.
Tsaka yun nga eh, ako feeling ko, because it's going to be hati into three, parang people will just say, sino yung pinaka okay na segment.
Oh,
feeling ko magkakaroon ng ranking yan. post-Oscars. Na parang the funniest one with this one. And the least funny one is this one.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's inevitable.
Hopefully not. The most obnoxious one is this one.
I mean, Blank hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
But Blank tanked.
Yikes. And then apparently they'll be holding the ceremony at Dolby Theater again because before they held it at Union Station.
Yeah, that was weird.
So... apparently, it's like the home of the Oscars.
It is.
So,
at saka, it would be interesting na stage na siya ulit. Kasi the last time, it had a very Golden Globes feel.
It's like an open space. Diba
outdoor space kasi siya?
Oo, para rin, well, safe for COVID. Pero alam mo yung ano rin, yung... Kasi diba ang Golden Globes is supposed to be the more relaxed one mm-hmm. where people would be just drinking, getting drunk. Yeah. Tapos Oscars yung very formal. You're not supposed to eat. You're just, you know, sitting in your chair.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to go back to that kind of formality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ako, I like it.
Do
I like
they eat?
Not inside the theater. So, usually when they pan the camera, they don't show anyone eating. Kaya alam ko usually in mga... celebs and nagtitweet during the Oscars. I'm starving. I think you can eat pero you have to go outside.
Parang mag-cocktail.
Parang meron silang probably. Area siguro doon na kasi like you can't have like to see Angelina Jolie eating a sandwich inside the theater while the Oscars are ongoing.
Remember that joke yung ginawa ni Ellen?
Yeah.
With the pizza.
With the pizza.
Yeah.
Kasi nga ang ano mo is that everyone's hungry already. Yeah. And remember, most of them didn't eat to fit into their dresses.
Mm-hmm.
To look really fantastic.
Kaya dun sila sa post-Oscars parties.
Oh my gosh.
Nagwawala.
Nagwawala sila dun.
I would want to experience the party, the post-Oscar party.
Diba,
the gift bags.
There are a lot of iconic ones.
Well, like, there's the Governor's Ball. There's the Elton John,
yeah.
Okay.
Sino pa ba? Basta ganyan yan eh.
Kanya-kanya.
Pero the biggest is the Governor's Ball. Governor. Yun yung okay. parang the sanctioned one and then everybody else.
Pero not the cool ones go to the Elton John one.
Meron din yata Vanity Fair.
Maybe, yeah.
Parang ganon. May mga ganon sila eh. So, whether it's an individual like the Queen, Elton, and, or sometimes siguro a fashion brand, I guess, would have a party. So, yeah.
Kasi gusto ko yung goodie bag. Kasi feeling
yes.
ko,
it's a swag bag.
And usually, the stars will jump from one party to another.
Yeah.
They do. Punta ka muna dun sa isa. And I think may mga ano pa yan na ito yung unahin mo early in the night kasi ito yung mas formal. Tapos pag gusto mo na yung wild, crazy party na, lipat ka na dito.
Tapos diba usually they change na iba na yung outfit.
Yes. Alam mo, like not for anything. I mean, of course, we all want like fame and fortune and all that. But I just want to experience it. Even not as a celebrity. Yung kunyari lang for whatever reason na imbita ka that you can.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung like naglalakad ka, makikita mo, oh, it's Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, it's Meryl Streep.
Like, Leo, what's up?
Leo, hey. Love, don't look up. Okay.
I'm sure like people who work in publications and stuff like that like to write about the Oscars.
And kasi the assumption when you're in that kind of party, kunyari you're in Elton John's after party, parang ang assumption mo, everyone who's there is quote-unquote safe. So you're not, yung mga celebs, no matter how big, they're not going to be parang on guard.
Yeah.
Na, ay, naku, here's a fan. You assume that everyone's on the same level as you.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably in the industry.
Yeah.
You're probably, you know, some
you're
some
someone.
Bigwig, you're someone. You deserve to be there. So they're not going to be masungit. So you can like just approach them and say, hey, let's take a selfie. You don't even have to introduce yourself. Feeling ko naka-relax sila.
Exactly.
I would wanna go.
That's medyo buzzed na sila from earlier.
Can I just throw it out into the universe? Can I just manifest?
Invite us.
Oh my God.
Kahit just as a guest or like kunyari manalo lang ko ng contest. Yung tipong like you get to go to Elton John's Oscar
party.
Oh
my God.
Can I just please? I want to go.
Yeah, and also they're eyeing Beyonce for performance. They're still not sure, but...
Oh, that would be fun.
So the performer's not confirmed yet, pero yung host confirmed na.
Confirmed. And then, so it's Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and a bunch more. So we want to know what you think about the hosts and the performers. Go ahead and tweet us. It's at RX931 with the hashtag #TeaOverCoffee.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Rock 1CA Monster RX 93.1. Amy Winehouse featuring Mark Ronson with Valerie. It's 7:16. Don't forget, if you have requests, you can send them over at RX931 on Twitter or text us 0961-1367931. We're on Telegram and Viber, so you can hit us up. Go ahead and let us know who you want to say hi to as well. We are saying what's up to Juice Blank. Shout out to Breakfast Lover, to Tita Jules, who enjoyed that mini Super Bowl playlist we had earlier. he says, I'm not a super hip-hop fan, but the halftime show brought back high school memories. Get well soon, V. Aw. Ako kasi talaga, that was like my jam. Yep, yeah. My God, yes, love those songs. Hello to Gabby's mom, who also loved that set. What's up to Ren Trufil? He says, I was about to say, baka matatong twist si Chico sa hashtag today. Ayun na nga.
Ito na nga.
Good morning, Archer Aguilar, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Pill. What's up to Puchoy Choi, who's also tuned in via live stream. Good morning to BM. Thank you for tuning in. More shout-outs later on. But for now, more music. We'll also give you today's top 10 in just a little while. For now, enjoy Kylie Minogue with Love at First Time, only here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The second one, courtesy of Millerazzi. Thank you for this topic. Well, it's nice to have a topic like this kasi parang alam mo yon, mapapaisip ka na. You know, sometimes, yeah, it kind of pays to be thankful, to be content, instead of always thinking that kulang pa. I want this pa.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, Millerazzi. First pala. Sabi ko second. First top 10 for today. Let's start off at number 10 from Renz Rufil. Nung first year ko sa college, my headspace was more like, dapat one, puro one ang grades ko. One across the board. Tapos by mga third and fourth year, parang thank you Lord na talaga. Tumungtong lang ng three. Basta makapasa lang. You realize na, alam mo, medyo nag-adjust lang yung ano mo. Yung
expectations mo.
Yeah. Mo of yourself. Diba?
Mm.
And it's not bad. You don't feel bad for downgrading your expectations.
You become more forgiving.
Yeah. At saka, hindi talaga eh. Thank you na makapasa ka lang.
Oh. You have, you know, an end goal.
Yeah.
Diba? Yun lang naman yun. So.
At saka, diba parang the goal naman is to learn.
Well, yeah.
Diba?
Well, let's be honest. For a lot of people, it's really just to pass college so that you can start working. I mean, like, very few, I would say, students are actually like, I'm here in college to learn, to fill this vessel, this empty vessel with wisdom. Well, unless, ano ka, like, for example, medicine. Obviously, to learn. Yeah.
You won't be able to practice.
You won't be able to practice, diba?
Yeah, but I guess learn not just lessons in school, but in life.
Yeah.
Kasi that's really when you start growing up, diba?
Tsaka yung to get responsibilities, to learn the concept of you have deliverables. Yeah.
Like, your world just becomes bigger.
Yeah.
Once you enter college.
Actually, that's like one of the things that I've always, like, hindi naman regret, pero sana lang ginawa ko before, was to be an exchange student in another country.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in that experience, parang mas lalaki pa yung mundo mo that you're going to do.
True.
My favorite story of, ano, of, what do you call it again? You're still in school, but you work in a...
Internship.
There you go. Thank you. So one of my favorite internship stories. So we had our internship in a noontime show. Noontime variety show. Tapos, kasi okay, little...
Ano to? Daily o yung pag-Sunday?
Huwag mo na itanong. Eh, madedate na naman ako eh. Iko-compute na naman
hindi
nila
yet,
eh.
Pero daily.
Daily.
Sige.
Ano? Sino yung hosts?
Showtime.
What? Showtime!
Okay, fine. Lunch date. So, I was always wondering, sabi ko, is this really necessary? Kasi pag nag-ano kami, pag nagle-lessons kami, minsan our teacher would be like, out of nowhere, wala ka namang ginagawang masama or napakaliit nung mistake mo. Like literally, sisigawan ka sa tenga ng PI.
Oh my God.
Like mumurahin ka. And I'm like, I'm not bothered. I know you're kind of like, part of this is acting. But is this really necessary? So, alam mo yun, yung pagbigla kang minura nung teacher, sobrang sanay na kami. Because we're like, okay, yeah. Kasi parang tinataranta ka. No. Kunyari, lalo na pag-directing, tatarantahin ka na. Yeah. Alam mo yung, tinan mo yung spinner mo! Alam ginagawa mo, PI ka! Ganun yung talagang ganun. So, we're super used to it. So, when we finally did our internship, syempre, doon, di ba, yung kagulo, yung talagang sigawan, murahan.
It's real time.
It's real time. Tapos, during a downtime, kinausap kaming mga taga-UP. Tapos sabi nung isang like FD, sabi niya, alam mo, iba talaga kayo. Pag yung iba, bigla na lang masigawan mo lang ng konti, umiiyak na dun sa isang sulok.
Or magfe-freeze.
Oo. Pag kayo talaga, kahit anong sigaw namin sa inyo, you're like, okay, next.
But yeah, but in the real world, kasi talagang ganun. Although now I'm not sure if, you know, that's still the norm.
Yeah.
Kasi,
yeah.
Diba, I mean, I'm
woke
sure
na, diba?
Iba na yung culture din eh. Or at least nag-iiba na.
Remember, nagkaroon ng gulo with one director before.
Yes.
I even forgot na nga which director. Pero naalala ko, nag-viral siya na sabi nung isang, was it an extra or a PA na nag-reveal siya na, alam mo ba to, tong director na to, nang papahiya, yung magkamali ka lang ng konti, mumurahin ka in front of everyone. Kasi before talaga, that was the thing. Yung parang, you're not supposed to take it personally. So, but of course, nowadays in this, you know, we're very woke now. Hindi na pwede, di ba? Pero yeah, during that time, instead of like telling the directors or the higher ups to be more gentle with their words, it's more like kami, we were trained.
To take it. You know, I don't take getting screamed at very well.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not the type who will not function if I get screamed at.
Right.
Obviously, I can get the job done, but I will be resentful. Mm. Best believe I will harbor ill feelings for a while. It's gonna take a while for me to get over
that.
If I do get over it.
It depends kasi on what their point is. Yung kumbaga, syempre,
ako, it doesn't matter.
Really?
Screaming is not the answer.
Kasi like yun, for example, na-mention niya yun sa amin. Kasi siya yung naninigaw.
Okay.
Pero alam mo yun, during the downtime, it's like, see, I'm not actually a horrible person. Mm. But when we're on air, I can't not scream at you because I can't afford you not to do your job. Or if you're doing your job wrong,
right.
I don't have time to like, here, sit down.
No, for
you
me,
know
kasi,
what you did wrong. Hindi pwede, kailangan.
True.
You idiot! You know, do your job! You know, because at that moment, I need you to deliver. And like you said, real time.
Yeah. For me, kasi I've never been screamed at talaga much eh. Because I do get the job. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to scream at me. I'm gonna get it done.
See, that's the thing. If you get it done, hindi ka talaga naman masisigawan.
Kung ganon, okay. Pero meron kasi iba na naninindak lang talaga.
Oh, no.
And they just do it to everyone, regardless of how you're doing your job.
And if, siguro kasi, that's not your regular job. Pero alam mo yan, pag yung tipong, kunyari PA ka in a live show, you know, it's just a matter of time. I mean, kahit no matter how good you are, there's bound to be a time when, or kahit nga minsan yung, hindi naman ikaw yung sinisigawan.
Parang may iba na kasing
may ibang malfunction.
Oo.
So, alam mo yon, medyo masisigawan ka. And if that's your line of work, medyo kailangan,
tough skin.
You really have to be tough skin. Kasi, a lot of the time, 90% of the time, it's not really you na sinisigawan. Masisigawan ka lang talaga kasi, you know,
kumbaga,
that's how it
works. Directed at you.
Nagkataon lang, ikaw'y
nandun. Nagkataon ka.
Alam mo yung minsan yung kunyari, because somebody didn't do their job, ikaw'y masisigaw na, gawin mo na to, bilis, hindi ginawa ni ganito yung trabaho.
Oh my God! I would be so angry!
Hindi ka pwede
doon. I would be so upset!
Hindi ka pwede.
No, but the thing is, I'll take it. But, don't ask me to get your coffee. Don't ask me to get your food.
Oh, that's part of it. Oh, that is
like,
so part of it.
We're not friends. no.
Pag ano ka, you, if you start...
Mo, it's more like you don't know what I will do to get back at you for making me feel a certain way.
Hindi kasi, like for example, pag PA ka, talagang that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, kunyari, that's your job. Of course, it's like to get coffee for the artistas.
No, but then, kung sinigawan mo ko, tapos kukunin ko yung coffee mo, sige. Ah. May langgam ka ng nilalaklak.
Tapos ito pa. Because exactly, ang internship sa amin, third year na. So, when you're third year, you're already taking the medyo higher courses na. So, at that time, I was taking up editing. Video editing. Yung U-matic pa. Mm. Yung ginagamit nun ng mga
old school,
TV yung stations
the
talaga.
Manual,
yung manual talaga yeah. na U-matic. So, it could have been a scene from a K-drama, I tell you. So, biglang, nagsisigaw yung director, di ba? Na parang, nasan si ano? Naku, boss, kasi ganito, direct kasi ganyan. Sino mag-e-edit ito? Ito, ano na to? Lunch date pa ba to? Oo, lunch date pa rin. Na parang, we need this plug. Alam mo yung sa 8 Bulaga, yung pag meron silang portion. Tapos biglang...
Eh, ito na!
Oo, di ba? So like, sino mag-e-edit nito? Eh, wala nang ibang marunong mag-umatic. Eh, nandun ako. I'm like, I know. Tapos parang, di ba intern ka? Opo. Ba't ka marunong mag-umatic? Yun po yung course namin. Sino yung teacher mo sa UP? Si Cheche Lazaro po. O sige, gawin mo to. Tapos, alam mo yung like, I was able to do a plug.
A professional
that
thing.
That was aired.
Like on
TV. Yeah.
As a student, as an intern.
As an intern.
Pero alam mo, I'm sure,
they were like,
Christina
were
Aguilera. Like,
no, I'm telling you, like, I was, and alam mo yung parang, yung pag naglalakad ako, yung medyo tinitignan ako ng mga tao.
Yeah.
Who's this
I'm sure medyo
child?
Extra nakaliad yung dibdib mo, no?
Proud.
I was
like...
Did
you tell your professor?
Not really.
Pero malay mo, nakarating sa kanya.
I don't know.
It's
maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe.
I mean, it's just one world. But alam mo, I'm surprised na hindi ka sensitive. Kasi I also feel like you don't like confrontation and ganon.
I am
naset na
kasi.
Naset na.
Oo. Like, especially if I'm in that zone already. And lalo na if I've experienced it in school.
Yeah.
Tsaka alam ko, like the teachers who would like really say who have the filthiest vocabularies are the teachers I love the most. So alam ko na they're just doing it for training.
Yeah.
So naka-zone ako. I am very sensitive. Pero kung nasigawan ako ng actual tao na in an actual setting, baka, but because I know that that's how
it
works.
It's just part of it.
And that's the industry.
Kasi ikaw, feeling ko as a trainer, you're not the type.
I'm not the type.
To scream.
You're very calm. So I don't think...
Pero have you ever done those challenges sa TikTok? Yung parang show your face when you're getting screamed at. Yung ganun.
No.
And then, basta may mga ganun eh, na parang pretend that, you know, someone's screaming at you.
Ay, hindi ko na-face yung makikita mo doon. You see a monster.
Akala ko ano, kamao ko. Napapunta sa mukha mo.
Oh, alam mo, God. As a kid kasi na ano eh, syempre nasisigawan kami for training sa swimming.
Ah.
Yeah, so parang siguro I grew up na whenever I would get screamed at, talagang naka-blank face lang. I mean, parang, okay.
Ako ganun. Blank face.
Lang. Kasi blank parang, lang talaga na parang, okay.
I can do that. Like I said, you know, poker face.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, parang I'm the type din naman to process it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will remember it.
Oh, but like I'm super sensitive. Like especially when it comes to like certain people. Like for example, Baby Whale. TBH, never siya sumigaw. Pero alam mo yung pag kunyari yung medyo may inis yung tone.
Ay.
For the next 3 months.
Ay.
Hindi ako iinis.
Vow of silence, gano'n.
I can't help it. It's not drama. It's really like,
sama ng loob talaga.
I really feel bad. Yung parang, why did you scream at me? I thought you loved me.
Sama princess! Mas, alam mo, na-imagine ko. Na-imagine ko yung ano, yung corners ng mouth mo. Yung bumababa.
Hindi talaga, meron talaga, like, I'll never scream at you. Scream at me. Pero hindi naman talaga scream. Alam mo yung kunyari, meron lang, oh, di ba dapat ano? Bakit di ba ang usapan natin? Yung kunyari, ganun yung tono.
Oh my God!
May concern.
concern pa din.
Hindi, pero hindi siya talaga scream. I mean, never pa, siya, never pa niya ako sinigon. Pero alam mo yun nga, pag may konting annoyance dun sa voice, oh, I'm so affected. Siyempre. Like, if it's people close to me, I get really affected.
Imagine, hindi talaga kayo pwede.
Pero alam mo yung kunyari, i-PI mo ko, pero in a TV show's setting, oh, yeah. Oh, no problem. No problem.
If it's a professional
if
setting.
If it's a professional setting. Like, I have...
That's easy to swallow. Pero professional setting at this point of your career? Ay, parang wag naman. Ang nag, ano, ang founder ng Philippine Radio.
Father. Ano? Anong kalokohan to?
Ang nag-imbento ng transmitter. Ang nag-imbento ng speaker.
Hindi nyo ba alam? Binubuhat yan ang 17th floor.
Parang Cleopatra.
Oh my God. May kawayan ano, tapos yung mga ano, di ba? Like
may
boiled
mga bortang
up.
Naka,
ano? Borta
naka,
guys.
Naka loincloth. Tapos yun, ano? I mean, from the ground to the 17th floor. Yeah.
Pero gets ko kasi yung kung intern ka pa nga lang. Pero yes. Yun nga, like if it's a professional setting, we're all equals here, that's like a no-no.
Ah, well, yeah. Well, TBH, I've never been screamed at
yeah,
this stage.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think naman they'll do that. Pero ano ko kasi talaga, like kunyari, live show, kasi hindi naman yun na naging career path ko.
Right.
Diba? Pero, at the very least, it'll be like yung nangyari kay Rica, diba? Na, kunyari, coordinator na si Gawangka kasi...
Oh my God.
Yun, pag ganon, yeah, I think I will...
Alam mo
medyo
ba
I'll bear a little bit of my teeth.
Alam mo ba natawag na ako antipatika? Kasi nga may... Wait lang. My reaction kasi at getting screamed at was just a blank face.
Yeah.
So, nainis siya dun sa blank face ko. Sabi, antipatika. Kasi backstage. And I heard everything.
Oh,
and
yun,
it wasn't even my fault.
That's so horrible.
That's
I was
horrible.
Their fault. You know, I would have... I don't care na about future projects with that person. But I would have talked to him after.
Uh-oh.
I would have given him a piece of my mind.
Alam mo kasi, this was a time na parang medyo bago pa ako. You know,
yeah, yeah, I get
but
it.
But I was
uh-oh
still, you know, I'm still confident about my skills.
Yeah.
Talent and everything. Pero, so I'm antipatic.
Ako kasi, yung closest that I've gotten, it's not so much when it's their fault. Sorry, that it was my fault. Tapos nasigawan ako. If ever, yung it's their fault. Tas ako yung nakaharap kasi sa audience.
Mm.
Yun, medyo may konti. Pero I don't scream. I'd be more like, naku, sana naman inano nyo to.
Uh-oh.
Kasi ako yung nagmukhang tanga.
Right.
Diba? Tinanong uh-oh ko pa sa inyo. Yung I'll tell them, but very calmly naman, na parang, diba sabi nyo ganun? O bakit mali naman pala yung sir?
I think kung honest mistake na ganyan, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pero yun nga, yung pag-personal na yung antipatika.
Oo, antipatika.
Excuse me.
Talaga.
Ako,
like,
thankfully, hindi pa ako nakaka-experience.
Although, I did try to defend myself. So, sir, I just followed what you wrote in the script. Kayo yung nagbigay sa akin ng script. Tapos parang yun, dun yung sinabi, antipatika.
Ay, ako, I will probably like, excuse me? I'd probably call it out.
Yeah.
Pero calmly.
Na-shock
I mean,
kasi ako. Alamin ko na alam yung magiging reaction ko na, oh my God. And then here's the thing, nag-work pa kami after. That's super plastic. Like, tapos the whole time, this person was calling me girl. So parang, alam mo yun, to like, I don't know siguro, to like,
parang condescending. Para pagtakpan ganun niya yung, or
sana
kunyari,
sinabi na lang niya, ano, oh, just, you know, call me auntie.
Huh?
Short for auntie.
Hi, oh my gosh, nice to see you. Girl, alam mo ba, ganyan-ganyan. Girl, mamaya. Girl, tapos from the backstage, sa nasa stage, girl, di pa rin tawag niya sa'yo. Naisip ko, bakit niya maalala yung name?
Tapos, pag pinatawag mo na auntie ka, sabi, ikaw naman tatawagin kitang tita. Maltita.
I wish I was that salty, as in, but you know, wala lang, I just let it go.
And number 9 from Archie Aguilar, even after a failure, you can smile at yourself and say, well, give it my all. Don't regret it. Diba? You don't punish yourself too much.
At least you tried.
Yeah. Icon Jen says, when you stick to your current job, kahit na times 2 yung offer ng sweldo ng kabila. Kasi sigurado nga na malaki yung sweldo, pero hindi ka rin sigurado kung stress-free ang work environment. I think that's a very big sign that you're content with like where you are.
Yeah.
Yung imagine mo, mas malaki na yung offer.
Kasi pero usually, di ba,
yun yung logic, kung ano yung malaki offer, dun ka, di ba? So, to give that up, you're probably very happy with your job.
And there's really, parang walang kapalit talaga yung good mental state.
True.
That's true.
Have.
Feeling ko yung ano, yung kunin mo kagad yung mas mataas. Pag medyo bago-bago ka pa, bata-bata ka pa. Pero I think at a certain ano talaga, pag kunyari yung tipong 10 years ka nang nag-work, dun mo na nare-realize na it's not always about the money.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, like sometimes it's really just, can I like go home and go to sleep without crying to sleep because I'm so stressed at work? May isip mo na yung mga ganun eh. Number 7 from the Super Malas Guy. Sitting alone in your bubble bath, music from your speakers, sipping a glass of wine, and thinking it's the best weekend ever.
Ooh, sounds like a plan.
Diba? Yung parang like, I don't have to be doing anything big.
Yeah.
Anything fantastic. This I don't even have to be with someone. Mm-hmm. I'm good. This is so much fun.
This is the reason why I make my bedroom like my sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yung parang I don't care if sobrang nag-i-inerte na ako that I have like 5 different candles and 3 duvets. Wala akong pake. Because I want to go home to my safe space.
Oh yeah.
Diba? And I think everybody should have that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even need to be your bed. Diba?
That's true. For some people, it's their car.
Yes.
Kasi they spend so much time there. So their music, their whatever. Diba? Yung kanya-kanya tayo ng cave where we retreat pag ayaw na natin kay world.
Alam mo, na-realize ko yan. One time na nag-staycation ako at a nice hotel and I wanted to go home.
Well, I've never had that experience. Pero ang experience ko lagi, we go to the most beautiful resort, kunyari Maldives, with the best sheets in the world that we've ever experienced. Yung tipong paghiga mo para kang humiga sa cloud. Yung ganun ka-fantastic. Pero when I get home, when I lie down on my bed, I realize that it's harder. The pillows are flatter. It's not as fluffy. The thread count is lower. But there's something about
pero
my
iba,
bed.
Iba.
Oo. Yeah. Like never naman ako like, I wanna go home na. I'm enjoying it when I'm there. Pero I realize, iba din yung appeal ng sarili mong kama. No
yeah,
matter how
exactly
dilapidated your bed is, yung tipo, alam mo yung kutsyon ko, yung may may mga uka-uka.
Bakit mo sinilangat?
Siguro, ano?
Siguro, upgrade na tayo.
At this point in your career, parang feeling
kaya-kaya natin
naman
yan eh.
Parang, Bekeneman, your text. Kasi alam mo, I can't buy a standard mattress.
Kailangan, ano ba, papagawa?
It has to be nakagupit.
Customized.
Kasi weird yung shape ng bed ko.
Nagaganan ba Eurotex? I think so. Mandawi also.
Oh, yung mga ganon, mga Mandawi. Kasi parang like, imagine it's a, di ba yung shape ng bed, it's a rectangle.
Yeah.
Yung one corner, putulin mo yung corner. Ganon yung shape ng bed ko.
Ah, okay.
So like, your parents had your, ano?
Di ba nga, that's why until now, we sleep in 2 separate beds. Uh-huh. Kasi naka-install siya dun sa structure.
Yeah.
You can't take it out. I mean, you can, but mag-ano ka, mag-babakbak ka. So, you have to like, bring in carpenters and everything and take out the entire thing if you want to have like,
so,
a queen bed.
So, pag nasa resort kayo, syempre, ano yun, di ba? One big bed.
Yeah.
And you share a bed. Is it extra fun for you?
Oh yeah, super. Kasi nga parang it's quite well, sa condo naman kasi we have a queen size bed. So,
na-imagine ko tuloy si Chico nasa Maldives pero nasa floor. Kasi nakasanayan.
Hindi naman sahig. May kama naman ako. Grabe naman to.
Hindi, just to emulate the feeling of
you. Yung Princess Sarah.
Tapos, alam mo yung unan ko, yung sapatos ko.
tapos pag mga ano na four na, tanghali na magbabalat ka pa ng patatas sa baka ng kusina.
Hindi naman, ano naman. Oh, bangon na alas 4 na, magbabalat ka pa ng persimmon.
Never eat.
Babalat ka pa ng person.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know if the ones I got were just baka hindi pa hinog.
Yes. Okay. Kasi alam mo, hinog na siya. Pero para ang texture niya, 'di ba, very apple there.
Yeah.
Pero if you make it like yung closer to overripe.
Okay.
That's
mas
actually when it's more delicious.
Actually, narealize
it's
ko.
It's sweeter, it's softer.
Hindi kasi ako mahilig sa ganong type of fruit eh. Hindi rin ako fan ng pears, hindi rin ako fan ng apples.
Oh, okay, okay,
mas
okay.
Gusto ko yung texture ng mga, ng peaches, mango, yung soft. Yeah, pag okay. Sa fruit.
It becomes like that.
Pag
when it's closer
medyo
to
overripe
na siya. And it's super sweet. It's so sweet.
Meron sa ano, sa mga Korean groceries.
First of all. It's the orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, according to a friend, first time yung nakita ng persimmon. Ba't mukhang kamatis? Diba?
Parang it's reminiscent of
mukha siyang malaking kamatis. Diba? Number 6 from Flair. Kesa masira ang friendship namin, itatago ko na lang ang feelings ko kay best friend. I mean, would you? Kaya a really, really good friend. A really close friend. Tapos nagkagusto sa'yo, would you rather know? Kunyari, willing sila either way. Pero hindi mo sila type. Hindi mo sila gusto. Would you rather that they reveal to you that they have a crush on you? Or okay sa'yo na, alam mo, don't ask, don't tell.
I'm okay.
Box lang. Yeah.
Actually, either way?
Yeah, don't keep it. Kasi ako personally, I'm not the type na I like to keep my feelings bottled up. So, I also encourage other people to...
So you'd rather
than... It's not gonna make a difference to me. Kung di ko naman siya type, I'm not gonna be weird about it just because I'm not into it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, kasi some people get weird, diba?
No, kasi, I don't know. Like, for me, kumbaga parang, I already know how to handle the situation.
Yeah.
So, kunwari, like, recently, somebody told me na parang, oh, I had feelings for you, whatever. And then, ang reply ko na lang was like, oh, it's nice that you have those feelings.
Ako kasi ano?
Reply ko talaga like, you know, it's, you deserve to feel your feelings and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Ganon. Yun
parang,
na.
Oh, I completely understand. I mean, how can you not? I mean, obviously.
Obviously, you're gonna fall in love.
Fall in love?
I mean,
ako naman. Duh. Ano ko lagi parang, get a number and go to the back of the line.
Para maganda rin kasi yung gano'n react para alam mo yun. Talagang, para lang like, kasi ma-break yung, oh, yung ano.
Yeah, ako nga, I'd probably be like, you think I'm sick?
Yeah, gano'n.
You're
yeah.
Really good friends.
Diba, exactly. Oh, oh. Kasi parang, oh, what's weird about it, right? I mean,
right,
it's only gonna be weird if you make it weird.
And plus, when I said na parang, uy, grabe, tropa-tropa na lang tayo, they agreed din naman.
Right.
Kasi
right.
They only had a crush on you.
Dapat ganun din yung ano, ganun din yung mag-reveal.
Yes.
Dapat cool lang din yung attitude nila. So kasi meron ngang iba na parang, pag
hurt.
Oh, pag parang dead maka lang hindi mo pinansin yung wala, kumbaga you don't reciprocate. Yung parang sila naman yung magiging weird
magiging
na
weird. Lalayo na.
Oo, lalayo na. Yeah. So that wag naman ganoon.
And the number 5 from Camilo. Kwentong
ayun.
Kwentong contento. Yung happy na kayo ni Jowa just being in the same space together. Kahit kanya-kanya kayo nang ginagawa. I think most couples in long-term relationships can agree with this na, yeah. Yung sometimes, yung it's not, well, it's a tricky mix. Like, you do your own thing, but you're together. But you also have to like, alam mo yung like, boop, let's connect for a few seconds.
Ano yung aso, binubo?
And then, hindi, di ba, alam mo yun? Yung parang yung, like, hey, I see you, I'm here.
Kung ang aso, sa nose binuboop, ikaw, saan mo binuboop si baby oil?
Ah, sa ano? Sa balikat?
Gano mo kandalas i-boop?
Depende sa mood.
Kung kailan mo gusto mag-boop-boopan kayo.
Oo. Di ba, misa kasi parang gusto mo, misa kakaboop nyo lang, gusto mong booping ka ulit. Pero minsan naman parang matagal na pero okay ka pa naman.
Diba?
So, depende yan.
Kung kailan lumabas yung urge.
Oo. And number 3 from Arabin, kwentong kontento, they got promoted and have salary increases and you did not, but you're happy and grateful because you still have a job.
Well,
yeah.
Especially at this time.
Medyo pero mapapaisip ka if like everybody else around you got something that you didn't.
Parang why not me?
Yeah. A little bit.
Sorry, I switched 3 and 4. So number 4 from Not Isidro. Kwentong kontento, ngayon ko lang na-realize na nakakatakot din maging kontento. Kasi once you're very content with whatever you have, you'll never grow. And when you're not growing, it's like you're slowly dying. Ako kasi parang there's a difference between being contented with what you have and like yung walang pangarap.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
For me, it's very different. So I think yung slow death, yun yung parang you're not interested in anything.
Mm.
You don't care about anything. Being content doesn't mean you don't care about anything else.
And growth looks different on different people.
Yes.
Diba? Mm. Parang for some people, growth might be, okay, it's like a bigger picture na parang right. It's more drastic. For other people, it's different. They see growth as, you know, parang iba-ibang way yes. of looking at things,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Agree.
And where you are in life.
And it doesn't,
and one is not better than the other, true. You know? So
and yeah. you don't have to, like, show it.
Yes.
Alam mo yun? Yung parang, if you think there's growth within you, you don't have to prove it to other people.
Yeah.
If you feel the growth, mm-hmm. diba? Ikaw, and, kanina, ano oras mo feeling growth?
Kagabi.
Ay, kagabi. Kagabi. Mm-hmm. Na-feel mo. Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Sab-
When kaya?
Medyo kwento sana ako.
Igo mo na yan. I support.
Hindi, kwento na lang. Bibigay ko sa inyo pero hindi kompleto yung kwento.
Okay.
Ha? Medyo bitin.
Oh, sige,
may warning.
We'll fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks na lang. Okay. Sabi ni person, parang, ano ba yung kinain natin or ininom natin? Kasi,
I'll make sure to prepare it.
Eat it.
Regular food.
Okay.
Baka
may
sauce
kayo na special.
Well, hindi ko alam. Wala naman siguro.
Wala naman.
Number two from Memski. Kwentong kontento. Kapag naisa buhay mo na, yung kasabihan na, hindi naman natin madadala sa hukay yan. Alam mo yung...
With material stuff,
with
diba?
Material stuff. Yung parang, you know, it's one thing to say, to hear, but it's one thing when you really understand it, na parang, why am I so stressed that I don't have A, B, C, D, E? When, you know, in the end, it's very temporary.
True.
You know, and you know, the whole concept of hindi mo madadala sa hukay, you don't have to take it literally, but it's more like, if you have it, great. If you don't have it, you shouldn't really stress too much about it.
Di ba nga parang yung saying na what you already have, that's what you need. And what you need, you already have.
Yeah, and that mindset, yung hindi madadala sa hukay, makes you want to share what you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. At saka ano eh, like for me, this really strikes a chord. Pag ano ka, utak collector ka. Di ba minsan you're like, let's say it's a set of 10, you have 9. You're dying. Like, you actually feel worse having 9 out of 10 than when you had 0 out of 10.
Yeah, kasi gusto mo nang ma-complete
kasi
yung 10.
Kasi gusto mo siyang ma-complete. It's a weird thing. It's an, you know, obsessive-compulsive thing. But, pero gets, yung minsan, the more you have, the more miserable you are. Kasi yeah. hindi mo makompleto or nakuha mo pero meron kang mas gusto. It gets so complex.
Yeah.
When all you have to really think is like, hindi mo naman madadala yan eh. But why are you so stressed?
True.
Yeah. And the top, kwentong kontento, comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
okay na din ang simpleng buhay. Simple din ang mga problema.
Yeah.
Very ano?
More money, more problems.
Diba? So, if you live a very simple life, it doesn't mean you won't have problems. Pero alam mo yun, at the very least, your problems will be very basic. Yung kunyari, you need more money for rent. It's not light. That's still a major problem. Pero alam mo yun, hindi siya komplikado.
Yeah.
Minsan kasi pag marami kang pera, yung nagiging very complex yung problems mo na, wow. Problems of the rich and famous. You
tsaka
know?
Pag marami kang pera, parang mas marami kang gustong bilhin. Tapos mas lalo yeah. mo na-feel na you don't have enough. Kasi
that's
biglang
true.
All of these things na hindi mo naman iniisip before you got that amount, di ba?
Yeah.
Biglang maiisip mo sila lahat eh. Suddenly, you want more.
Pwede right. din kasi na, although let's say, yeah, you do have the money, but your mind, you're living a simple life in your mind. Kumbaga, when a problem arises, this is the solution.
Yes.
Yung parang hindi na siya parang caught in a web of whatever.
Yeah. I mean, ano talaga, it's because you adjust talaga. A lot of people, at least, the tendency is the more money they have, the bigger the lifestyle becomes.
Yeah. Right.
And that's when it never stops. It just keeps, you know, getting bigger and bigger.
Kaya nga, di ba, very, ano, very lodi yung, well, the late Steve Jobs. Yung parang, when you'd see him, he always wears the same thing. Yeah. I'm sure he has like a million
gray shirts.
Versions of those shirts. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang, I'm beyond that. I don't really have time to think about what I'm going to wear. So I'll just like wear what I already like wearing.
Yeah.
Parang di ba, parang sarap din isipin, no, na you can buy whatever you want. Mm. But you're like, let me just wear what's comfortable.
Exactly.
Ang saya din. So there you go. If you want to join us for today's topic, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kwentong Contento in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Milarazzi for the very like good vibes topic for today. Hashtag Kwentong Contento. Starting off at number 10 from Memski. At work, pag nasa zone ka na ng at least dito secure na ako hanggang retirement ko. Yung parang, I'm not saying this is the best job in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I will not find a better deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I feel secure. And if this is what I'll do until my retirement year, mm-hmm. I'm good.
And it's actually nice because if an opportunity does come up, it's not like you're not going to take it.
Yeah.
Diba? At the very least, meron kang something secure that you have.
Exactly.
Tapos, mas... parang feeling ko mas clear yung decision mo if you wanna take that opportunity.
Mahirap kasi pag yung kunyari yung, alam mo yung medyo, ano ka, medyo gung-ho pa na. Mm-hmm. There's no better job than this job. Kasi mangyayari niyan, you know, you'll get a splash of cold water na parang, that's not true. You know, you could probably do better elsewhere. But it's that decision. It's a decision talaga eh. To say, you know what, I'm okay. You know, if this is what I'll do till the end of my career, I'm good.
May question ako. Same lang ba yung parang context na gagamitin mo yung gung-ho sa chutzpah?
No. Chutzpah kasi it's like the courage. Yeah. The moxie, di ba? Okay.
Yung gung-ho is like... parang walang makakapigil sa'yo.
Go. Parang okay. Rhinoceros. Parang yes. Red Bull na sumusugod sa matador, di ba? I'm gung-ho. I'm gonna do this whatever. Well, to a degree, they're related because it's about parang not being afraid.
Yeah.
But chutzpah, it's more like... grabe, no? Pumunta siya sa boss na sabi niya, give me a raise or I'll tell your wife about you and your secretary.
Yung chutzpah is like something you have. Uh-huh. Yung gung-ho is the manner of
doing
which
it.
Of doing it.
And, kasi, onde, ganito, parang, kunyari, tayong dalawa. I'm gung.
Yun! Yun talaga yun.
Yeah. Yun lang yung difference.
Hindi, ano, di ba? TMR gong. Kaming tatlo.
The TMR gong. And oh!
Humanda kayo siya.
Yan yan eh. Nagtanong pa ako. Learning opportunity lang naman yung gusto ko.
The TMR gong. And oh! Gong! Number 9 from Nat Isidro. Kwentong Contento. Why buy an expensive luxury car when you can buy a very reliable car na matipid pa sa gas for way cheaper? If it can get you from point A to point B, why spend more? Well, for some people, because it's their thing. Yeah. You know, just like, let's say fashion. Some people are okay with a shirt, pants, and that's it. But some people want an ensemble, di ba, na branded. It's because that's what they like. Pero I get it though, na parang, kung kunyari hindi naman siya sobrang basic car. Let's say they're both really, ano naman, luxurious. They're both luxury cars. But one is like, you know, infinitely more expensive. You can just opt for the other one.
Yeah. Correct. Kailangan diba? Malaki yung difference ng price.
Yes.
Kasi if it's almost the same, then I would just go for the luxury car.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Because no, pero for example lang, let's say a Ferrari, diba? But let's say the other option naman is like, hello, like a BMW. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang like, unless you're an enthusiast, unless you're a collector, I think go for, that's still a luxury car.
True.
Gets? Yung hindi rin naman siya...
Lalo na if it's just parang status symbol lang naman.
Exactly.
Kaya gusto mo, diba?
Gusto ko lang malaman how much a Ferrari.
Oh my gosh.
would not know.
I would not know either.
Is it 2 million?
No!
Wait lang.
No.
How
like,
much is a
dollars?
A dollars probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much is a Ferrari car?
Wait, ano to?
Okay. So, Ferrari F8 Spider retail price, $280,000.
Ah, okay.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Mura lang.
Exactly.
Pero gusto ko yung pagkasabi natin ng mura lang yung nalingingin.
Ano guys, 14,361,000 Philippine pesos.
Sus?
Ay,
maliit na bagay.
Ay, 14 million ba yan? Kayang kaya ni Chico. Ano?
Sa isang, ano, quincenas lang.
Really? It's just 14 million. No, I mean, not
you know,
to say
you know
na
my guess.
Mura siya, pero I thought it was more expensive.
Ako, I was thinking in the area of 25 million. Pesos.
Baka kasi meron, what about, may model na 25 million. Pero ito siguro yung
baka yan yung entry level well, Ferrari.
Entry level?
Meron ba ganon? How about,
wala yata ang entry level.
Not, ano mo, most expensive Ferrari. Para malaman natin.
In the, ano ah, like in the market.
Oo. Kasi, diba, this isn't something we talk about on the daily. Hindi naman tayo, like, super, diba, into cars na ganyan. But I'm curious, actually.
Ako, meron akong Ferrari sa bahay.
Okay. Most expensive car, sorry, most expensive Ferrari, 2021, would be 70 million.
That's
1963 Ferrari 250 GTO.
That's in pesos.
In dollars.
In dollars?
How about an Aston Martin?
Okay. And yung price lang, retail price.
Retail price?
Retail price.
Oh, okay. See, I'm right doon sa 2 million guess ko kasi may Aston Martin na $2.3 million. Merong $2.7 million. Yeah.
Oh, parang ganun lang din, $161,000.
Siguro depending at oh, kumunta tayo sa entry level.
Mas affordable pa kaysa hindi mas affordable pa si Aston Kutcher. Kung bibilin mo.
Oh my
grabe
God.
Naman 'yan. That's so that's crazy. Okay. Okay.
So ganun lang. Ah, 8 million. Half almost like half of
a Ferrari.
Of a Ferrari. Yeah. Number 8 from Flair. Kwentong kontento. Bakit ako hindi makukontento? Eh, lahat naman ng bagay na nagpapasaya sa akin, binibigay mo. Diba, Daddy? Okay. Okay. Number 7, from Jasper Salceda. Di na kailangan ng pogi o borta. Basta asyendero, kontento na.
Ano yung ano? Azucarero.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
No, azucarero kasi is like an asyendero ng sugar plantation.
Pero same yun. Parang
pero kasi they also use azucarera de mama, azucarero de papa, sugar daddy, sugar mommy.
Ah, oh my God.
Ay, gusto ko ng azucarero de papa.
Oo, azucarero de papa is like sugar daddy.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love, you make, parang it sounds so, I don't know, so different kapag azucarero de papa.
Diba?
Oo.
Yo quiero azucarero de papa.
Ganon. Mm-hmm. Azucarero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, te quiero. Ano? Te quiero mucho. Azucarero
te quiero
de papa.
Mucho. Para velar el amor. Si necesito una poca de gracia.
Alam niyo yung that Latino guy on TikTok na parang tinatry niyang to pronounce like different brands in the Latino accent. Like, Adida.
Yeah. Kasi
like
ang common,
movies.
Yung especially French, uh-uh. Like they tell you how to properly pronounce it. Ito medyo kakaiba siya kasi that's not how you pronounce
yeah.
it. That's how a Latino would pronounce it. Number 6 from Camilo, kwentong contento, unlike some of my friends who are bratty, I'm perfectly content with a Ferrari since we were talking about
kayang-kaya.
Yeah. Kung may 14M ka, eto go. Number 5 from Archer Aguilar. Do you want to see the purest form of love imaginable on this planet? Then look at your pet who loves you more than life itself despite the minimum of attention we give them.
Yeah.
Alam mo, like, don't make me cry. Pero for me, one of the things talaga, well, number 1, because it's cruelty. Number 2, it just highlights how pure they are. Alam mo ba, I once made the mistake of watching this video yung mga minimal treat na animals,
mm-hmm,
when they are being hurt by the people who take care of them, quote unquote, take care of them. Minsan yung mga pinapatay for food.
No, oh, man.
When they are being hurt, the look on their eyes, they're not even angry with their humans. They're really like, did I do something bad? Like, they're not even defending themselves against the humans. Kasi nga parang, kasi diba the technique is you take care of them first, like, as a pet, and then you, like,
slaughter them. That's horrible.
It's horrible. Like, I cannot. It's like, I could not sleep for days.
Yeah.
Yung parang, I'm trying to see it kasi from their eyes.
Yeah.
Like, why are you hurting me? I thought you loved me. You know, because they don't understand these things. And that's how pure they are. Na minsan, sinasaktan mo na sila. And you are still the person they will probably run to. Pag yung challenge na, come here, boy. Come here, boy. They will still go to the person who's hurting them. Because that's the one that they love. That's their human. That's horrible. Oh my gosh.
Favorite ko talaga when I see, like, a pet and then they're human. Yung parang, kunwari, malaro siya with other people.
Yeah.
But once their owner, like, their paw parent would call their name, yung bigla talagang,
iba talaga.
Wala yung, kumbaga,
it's really different.
Wala siyang paki kahit there are like 100 people giving her or giving them attention.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang katawagin yung pangalan.
Mm.
Oh, I love that.
Like ako, I'm like one of my previous dogs, si Tyro, Labrador Retriever siya. Like, I never trained him, never really went through training or anything. Pero pag kunyari, I'm sitting down on a bench or whatever, and nakaupo siya. If you offer him food, makikita mo nanginginig na siya kasi it's like, what? It's food, but he's not gonna leave my side. But I never trained him, huh? I didn't give him the, like, stay.
Parang ano niya lang talaga yun.
He just won't leave my side.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Tapos kunyari, like, when we're in my sister's rest house, if I enter a door going inside to rest, ikwento sa akin ng mga kasambahay, ganyan na. Hindi yan gumalaw sa pinto. Hanggang
oh
lumabas
God.
Ka. Even if I go out the next day na, hindi daw siya aalis dun sa door. Hinihintay niya ako lumabas.
Oh.
Like, they're just
what a
so,
baby.
I know, right?
Natatawa ko sa TikTok, yung pag sobrang clingy nung dog, tapos hanggang sa banyo, sinusundan. Mm-hmm. Yung dinitrick pa nila na para maiwan sa labas. Yung parang, basta yung pinapanood ako, tapos ano siya, ay, na si Shopee, yan na. Tapos kunyari, tatakbo siya. Hindi yung ano, tatakbo pala. Pero hindi niya maisahan. Lagi siya nauunahan to the banyo pa rin.
Alam niyo, yun ba yung same dog na parang bibili tayo ng pandesal? Tapos yung parang isaslam niya yung body niya din sa...
Sa door. Baka, alam ko. Tapos mag-open yung door.
Dali pa yung tayong pandesal. Sabi ko, bang!
Sa parang halit.
Si ano, so si Igor, ito hindi pa to dog, ha? Cat. Because cats are usually very independent. Pag nakita na niya na nagbibihis, yung nag-aayos na kami, like we turn off the electric fan, turn off the aircon, ina-unplug na namin yung mga ano na yan, bigla yung hihiga in front of the door.
Hala!
Like, ihaharang na yung katawan.
To stop you.
To stop us from leaving.
Wait, who's this?
Igor! Like, he would literally do like a body slam in front of the door. Bigla siyang, "Durr! You're not leaving me."
Ang ganda. Parang ano eh, no? Hindi mo naman pwede.
Parang siyang bata. No, okay. Promise. Number 3 from Wildfire. Contentong kuneo. Contentong kuneo.
Isipin mo, no?
Kwentong kontento from Wildfire. Tuwing nakikita ko si Junjun, I get reminded na ang buhay, wala yan sa pahabaan, kundi sa pasarapan.
Oo naman.
Why live a long life? Kung hindi naman masaya, yeah. Diba? Sa dapat masaya.
Mm-mm. Pero syempre kung masarap, mas gusto mong mahaba.
Mm-mm. Usually they go together. Number.
Di ba nga, parang, actually, I was listening to a podcast na parang sinasabi nila that, you know what, actually, life is a long, parang kumbaga, life is long. Kung worth it yung mga ginagawa mo.
Yeah.
Hahaba talaga yung buhay mo. You would feel that mahaba buhay mo. If lahat ng, if everything that you do, you think
love.
It's worth
yeah.
it.
But it could also be the opposite. See, kapag, marami kang ginagawa and you love your life.
It seems short.
Because yeah. Exactly. Like, you want to do more.
Same,
eh. Oh, kasi parang it will only seem long if you're not doing anything worthwhile. Yung parang feeling mo tuloy, parang, ano ba? Diba? Kasi nga parang, you're not occupied.
Right.
Right?
Ano, parang, ano, si Baby Will, kinuwento siya sa akin, tawang-tawa ako. Like, nag-reach na daw siya dun sa point na parang, you know, nung nag-prayer siya na parang, Lord, not that any, not for anything, like, I want to live long.
Yeah.
But, you know, should you decide to take me, I'm good. You know, because I know I've lived a good life.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for the life you've given me. Yeah, that's great. Tapos, yun nga, ebiglang yun nga, di ba yung parang now we have so many goals.
Yeah.
We were able to buy a property and we're taking, you know, we're very excited. Bigla rin nag-pray siya ulit na parang, Lord, naalala niyo yung
wait lang po, wait lang.
Ah, kayo naman eh.
Tapos sabi sa kanya, teka lang ha, nung wala pa tayong property, nandun ako eh. Bakit willing? Tapos na may property, biglang, I want to live longer. Ano ako? Yeah, but pero gets, alam mo yun, yung parang, when you have parang joie de vivre, you want to live longer. Give me more time.
Yes.
I want to enjoy more things in life. Mm.
Naisip ko tuloy yung reply ni Lord. Parang, weh, sabi mo.
Sabi mo, kikinig.
Yan ang daw yan.
Touch move yan.
Ibig naman.
Wala, touch move na yan.
Bawas ligtas points na naman kayo.
Number 4 from Arabin. Sorry, I switched again. 3 and 4. From Arabin, kwentong contento. Instead of crying because I'm only second, I tell myself, well, at least hindi third.
Alam mo, nung ano, nung nag-swimming training pa, yung talaga yung sinabi ng coach namin sa amin.
Mm.
So savage. The second placer is the first loser.
Yeah.
So encouraging.
Yeah.
I never forgot
pero
about
diba, it. Like, you can look at it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
But you can also be like, yeah, at least you're not third.
Oh, oh. True.
So, yeah.
Pero alam mo, may medal ka pa din. You're still at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Pero talagang in-instill sa amin na parang, yeah, it's the first loser.
No, ako, ako yun.
Walk away.
Imagine mo, sige, ano tayo? Role play tayo. Ako yung coach mo.
Okay, go. Hi, coach.
Sabi mo, Rika, how was the tournament?
Second place po ako.
So, they gave you a silver medal?
Yeah.
Tapon nyo, that doesn't count.
Tinapon!
Tapon nyo, that doesn't count. That's not a medal. That's not a win. Number 2 from Icon Jen, kwentong kontento. Di man pinagpala sa height, pinagpala naman sa length.
No.
Length of service. So, I may not be tall, dark, and handsome, and all that stuff. But at least I've stayed here long.
Good for you. Alam mo yun, parang we're all blessed in different ways.
In different ways. Mm-hmm. And the top, kwentong contento, comes from Estoy.
Estoy says,
during these pandemic days, you reach a zone where basta safe at healthy lahat ng mahal mo, masaya ka na. I think, kasi ngayon parang things are looking a little better.
Yeah.
We don't wanna jinx it. We don't wanna talk too early. Pero parang all evidence points to we might be towards the end of the pandemic.
Here's hoping.
But at the height of it, I must say, I think everyone got into that headspace.
Oh yeah, everyone parang, was fearful. Talaga.
Basta healthy, okay na ako. You know, and parang all your other goals, all your other aspirations, parang, can we put this in the back burner for a while? I'm just happy that, you know, let this be our goal. To stay healthy and, you know, safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree, yeah. Parang, for a brief moment, a brief window, parang nakontento tayo dun sa basta safe and healthy, okay na tayo. And it's a good space to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. The top 10, kwentong contento. We've got 2 more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
See you there. Also, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. But for now, let's continue Ride Wednesday with this track by D-Sound, Talk and Talk. All day today, playing the classics right here on The Monster. Good morning. Ride Wednesday and Monster RX 93.1. We're about to go live on Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. So we'll see you guys there. in about 2 minutes. But right now, let's just do some quick shout-outs. Checking out Telegram and Viber, 0961-1367-931, the Monster text line. We want to say good morning to so many people. They've been messaging us all morning. Hello to Jay Lasada. Good morning, Jay. Thanks for enjoying today's Riot Wednesday playlist, as always. Hello to Choi. Good morning, Tavina Felix, all the way from Milan, Italy. Buongiorno. Yes.
Is that Italian?
Hindi, gusto ko lang. Oh, yeah.
French?
I don't know. I don't even know. Giorno? Is that, isn't that French? Buongiorno.
Oh, okay.
Ciao. Ciao, bella. Let's ask Vina. Hello to Alain Ryan, who says hello to my wife, Charlie Bonaventura, listening on the way to work. Take care. Thank you for keeping us in the background. ODH is also locked in, saying hello to Ruth Antonio and his ex-office mate, Mark Valencia. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning, Renz. Good morning, Mark Enriquez. Rainy morning here in SG, ooh, says Mark. Yeah. Oh, wow. Alam mo, miss ko na yung bakwa.
What's that?
The parang lasang tocino na jerky from Singapore. Yeah. Remember, I used to, yeah, di ba?
Favorite pala ko yun.
Bakwa. Oh, sabi ko kay Star Marjorie kahapon, bagwa. Pang feng shui yun, or bakwa.
Pag, ano, or pag hindi, ano, pag hindi straight.
Bakwa. Sabi nga ni Star Marjorie, bakwa naman.
Bakwa naman.
No, but it's so good though. I mean, I don't know why it's not as popular here.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero favorite ko yun talaga. Good morning to Nikki Rose Rosales. Also saying what's up to Kath, to Archie, who says, petition na yung TMR hosts ang mag-host sa Oscars. Wow!
No.
Hi to Chinito Ken. Good morning, Jan Jan Legaspi, who says, shout out to my fiance, Celine Marie Lafaut. Proposed to her yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, congratulations. Good luck on your first day in your new job, mahal ko. Grabe naman yung beginnings ni, ano, ni Celine. Parang, di ba?
Yeah.
New engagement, nice. New job. Wow. Good for you. Hello to Yasmin. Also saying good morning to Ronaldo Quino and to Mayi. And good morning to my friend Rai. She's tuned in. All right, we're going live now on Facebook, so we'll see you for now. Here's Lawson with Money on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Yes, you. Facebook.com/RX931. Good morning. We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well.
All I don't right. have my
your laptop. Where's your laptop?
Hindi ko na nga tinuloy. Nakita ni Chico
yung mouth. Narinig na yung struggle eh.
Maybe
my...
your laptop got left behind with your ham and cheese. Probably. Probably.
Yeah, so I won't have a video today.
But... Okay.
Ayan na si Marky. Kanina ko pa siya nakikita playing with his BBC. With
hello.
BBC.
Good
a
morning.
A big black hello. Console. Or controller.
Check this out.
Ayun.
Oh, where is that?
Where are you at?
It's in Poblacion.
Oh!
Ah, Pobla!
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hello.
Staycation.
Parang ano siya, ha?
It's like the circle.
Parang siyang overcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh. There you the circle.
Yeah.
All right, so here
there
we go.
The circle.
We've got our top 10 for today. The first batch. Thanking Milarazzi for the topic, Kwentong Contento. Let's start off at number 10. 70-70, kapag ang view mo araw-araw, sunset, sky, sand, and sea. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung kahit BV ka, at the very least, ganda ng view
yeah.
mo.
You won't be BV for long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But true. I do have to say, because I've always dreamed of living by the beach, at least for a little bit. But I've also always known that it's something I can do for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I would miss city life. Not gonna lie. I'm gonna miss like...
I know
because
how you
that's,
feel.
You know, that's where we all grew up. Alam mo yun? Yun yung nakasanayan mo na eh. So hanapin mo din syempre.
Ako kasi, because feeling ko, I will experience it for real. Pero for me, it's not so much the city life that I will miss. But aspects of it.
Like the convenience. Actually, mostly, that's true.
The comfort. But the actual city life, I think I can, I'm okay.
You'll probably be fine.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Meron lang talaga mga aspeto na mamimiss mo na pag may kailangan ka, so near, siguro the speed of the internet, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mga ganon, mamimiss.
Tapos yung tipong getting from one place to another,
yeah,
it's so much easier.
And number 9, coming from Tito Jules, many have traveled so many places and spent their hard-earned money by 30. Here I am, mid-30s, first time abroad and studying, pero hindi pa ako masyadong nakakaikot dito sa Europe. But I'm already happy where I am.
That's
like, wala siyang wanderlust.
Yeah.
Kasi iba-iba naman tayo, di ba? Pero for some people kasi, you, certain aspects of life call out to you.
Mm.
And for some, it's travel to see the world. For others, wala silang ganung urge.
Yeah.
So,
you just gotta find your people.
Yep. Number 8 from Arch Aguilar. Kwentong contento, rich and famous, nah, give me healthy and happy anytime.
Rich and healthy.
Rich, healthy, and happy.
Happy and happy.
Kasi they say,
para okay yun.
Fame is actually, ang bilis, pag daw naging sikat ka, ang bilis nung aliw factor.
Mm.
And immediately it becomes annoying.
Hassle.
Yung parang nakikita mo na you can't really like live the life that you want anymore when you're really famous. Yung mga siguro pag mga tipong, alam mo yung mga Kardashian level ka na. So, they were saying the best talaga is fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Minus
that. That is true.
Parang ang sarap pa rin ng lahat.
Fame?
Fame, fortune, wealth.
Feeling ko ang bilis,
no, but
feeling ko ang bilis mo magsasawa sa fame.
Ay, when I was younger, di ba I told you, whenever people would ask fame or fortune, I would always go with fame. I should have gone the Kim K route.
I know, right?
No, but like,
when you're younger, you know, syempre, parang you have all these assumptions about what it's like. But obviously, as you get older and you realize the payback of fame, diba? Yun nga, pag nakikita mo yung mga your favorite celebs, then you also kind of understand why some people would rather not be famous. Meron, diba, like, they thrive on it. Gets? Yung parang they're good, famous people. Like, I would say Madonna is a good famous person.
Mm.
Like, she can handle it. She thrives in it. I think she's gonna be more miserable if she weren't famous.
Yeah.
Right?
True. No, but, I mean, it goes the same way for wealth. Like, after a certain amount of money that you have, then it gets, you know, it gets too much. It gets to be a burden with too much money. Because, I mean, you can, you're gonna spend it for whatever you want to, and
pero kasi
there's only a certain amount that makes you happy. After that, it's already too much.
Feeling ko kasi yung sa fortune, parang nasa sayo. It's within your control whether you spend it or you give it away. Gets? Yung parang it's all on you.
Yeah.
Pag kasi fame, it's outside of your control. Like, you can't even go to a mall if you wanted to. You're hounded by the press.
You know what's interesting though? You can't buy fame. And there are a lot of rich people who want to be famous. And you're wondering, why do you want to be famous? You already have all the money in the world. You don't need it. But they want it. You know what I mean? Parang,
yes.
It's very,
oh my
like,
gosh.
Real Housewives, for example. You know, these women,
they want to be
they
famous.
Have so much money already. They're, you know, they're okay without the fame, but they want it because they love the attention. Parang it's just something that you crave, I guess. Especially if it's something na you never experienced. Yung parang gusto mo lang siyang ma-experience. For
some
people,
there's this, story about this one, super rich woman here in the Philippines. I heard from a few of my friends when I was in Ilocos. Like, suddenly she has like 1 million followers.
Mm.
I was like, wait a second. Di pa last, but 3 weeks ago, mga 10,000 lang yan. And sabi nila, well, alam mo naman, but...
Wow!
Hindi nyo lahat. Tapos chinek namin yung mga nagla-like sa kanya. Very konti lang. Like
yung ratio.
Very, very konti. And then the people who are liking are from Azerbaijan. From...
Ay, pero alam mo, may TikTok account na parang ina-analyze niya kung ilan yung fake followers of like the biggest celebrities and the most followed ones on Instagram. Like even, like I just came across Gigi Hadid. Parang nung ina-analyze niya, there are like over 19 million fake followers.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. So, wow. You know, even the biggest people, I mean the people with the biggest followers.
But where do fake followers come from?
I have no idea.
I think it's an internet thing. Like, you pay somebody?
Maybe,
and
yeah.
And they give you that many
but
followers?
But fake followers meaning they don't really have engagements. With
either
people.
That.
They,
uh-oh.
They don't exist. Para mga bot.
Oo, mm. Siguro.
Parang I think, kasi I get those ads na parang like, do you want more followers? Mm. Ganyan, ganyan. So I guess it's a
thing.
It's a product that you, di ba meron nga, you can actually hire, for your company, for example, you can actually hire a service where tataas ka dun sa search.
Mm.
Yung kanyari, let's say you own, I don't know, let's say you own a ring light company, for example. And if you search it, if you Google it, parang ang layo mo, your 100 pages bago lumabas yung company mo worldwide. Yeah. You can actually pay someone to put you higher.
SEO. Ito yung mga SEO.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
I think that's
pero ganun, aakyat ka sa search. So, magiging page 2 ka na, page 3. So that when they search, syempre, that will give you more business because mas maaga ka nilang makikita.
That's so interesting. My friend Rye just sent me an article, a New York Times article, The Follower Factory, Inside Social Media's Black Market.
Pero yun. Kasi makikita mo din eh. It's easy to spot if you have a lot of fake
followers.
But
I think if you're mga Gigi Hadid levels, for example, nobody will know, right? Mm. Because you have millions and millions. But for the smaller scale influencers, let's say on mga 100K, yung mga micro-influencers, di ba? Parang medyo obvious. Kunyari, you have like 100K na followers, pero like 100 lang yung nagle-like ng mga posts mo on average. Medyo pretty obvious, right?
That's true. Number 7 from Juice Blank. I remember having a discussion with my ex. She said I was too complacent. I told her, I'm not. I'm just content with the way things are and how happy she makes me. And there is a difference. Mm. Totoo naman yun. It's actually such a gray area. When you meet somebody who's good with their life, parang it's easy to write it off as walang plano sa buhay or walang panaginip or walang goals. Kasi parang, both exist. Eh. There are people who just like have no motivation whatsoever. And then there are those people who are just content. And I guess you just have to figure out which is which.
You know, that doesn't work for me. Yung parang straight up ka na, bakit ganyan ka? How come you're so complete? Yung parang mas nakakatamad. Yung parang mas nakakainis na, oh, di sige, I'll just be like this. Parang pang-asar.
Yeah.
Kasi, di ba, parang who are you to say that, you know, I don't have my dreams and my goals?
Yeah.
Especially if you're, you know, a significant other. Parang feeling ko lang dapat,
well, either,
hindi ka ganun ka-harsh.
Well, either that or hindi kayo nagko-communicate.
Yeah.
Kasi di ba, like if you do have plans and dreams, maybe you should share it then with your significant other so that they know na, alam mo yun, yung even if let's say drawing sa hangin, I mean it's at least you know that they have those dreams. Number 6 from Fitz Villafuerte, when you don't go for trendy clothes anymore because you already know what looks good on you and prefer to wear what's comfortable above all.
Or like, alam mo yung you just inject a trend or two to your
staples. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I agree.
Ako ano, feeling ko I discovered my style year 2020.
Which is, you know, good. Anytime, diba, that you define it or redefine it.
Yeah.
Ako kasi parang kunyari, I agree with Hazel. For example, I'm always shirts and shorts, shirts and pants and sneakers. And you know, I change it. Monday, I wear ruby earrings. Tuesday, I wear
pearls.
Emerald necklace.
Uh-uh. Yung pearl necklace, ano. Medyo halos everyday may pearl necklace ka, di ba?
Yeah. And then Wednesday, a diamond tiara.
Yeah.
Ganon.
Mm-mm.
You just infuse something different. Diba? Ganon.
Mm-hmm. Pero naman ang pearl necklace mo.
Ay, ako. Get your own pearl necklace.
Then on Friday nights, you wear baby whale's teeth.
That escalated.
But don't you have like, don't they have like whale teeth or something? Isn't that like a thing? Or hide?
Usually, I know shark teeth. Diba?
Shark teeth.
Pero, yeah, even with that, ha, they're saying if you're going to buy shark teeth, there are sources where they just rummage through the sand, through the ocean bottom, to find the teeth, as opposed to getting the teeth because you killed the shark. May mga ganun pa yan, ha? Kasi nga parang, diba, that's illegal fishing in some territory. Number 5 from Memski. Kwentong kontento. Wala na akong pake sa mga title-title na yan. Ang importante, mas malaki ang sweldo ko sa kanila. Like corporate world.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung mga manager-manager, CEO, COO, ganyan. Parang, it doesn't matter if I don't get the title. Give me the money. Number 4 from Estoy. When you skip flowers and chocolates, and ang regalo na niya sa'yo sa Valentine's, computer chair. Alam mo yung very utilitarian.
Yes.
And it's not exactly like your typical romantic gift, but because you already know what they need, oh, I'm so into that. Like, it doesn't have to be a textbook romantic gift. Yeah, I would.
How do you feel about a gift that benefits them also? Kasi diba, minsan nagiging issue yan sa mga, especially married couples. Like, if the husband buys a wife a new TV to put in their room, it's like, is it a gift for me or did you just want an upgrade? Kasi ikaw din naman yung manonood eh.
Wag naman TV. Pero like, kunyari. I don't know. A Switch. Like, it's going to be mine. I'm obviously going to use it more than you. But if you want to use it too,
you can. Yeah.
Gets? Parang at least, TV kasi parang...
Sana bumili ka na lang ng bago.
Or stove. Or microwave. I don't know.
Anong binigay mo kay Baby Whale sa Valentine's?
X-Men statue.
Ang para sa iyo. Hindi naman siya nangungulit.
Labo nito.
Hindi, kasi with us, we're very, with Valentine's talaga. We're very, this year we'll celebrate it, next year we won't.
Mm.
This year we'll get, it's a very seasonal celebration.
Even when you were a new couple.
Yeah. Actually, mas nagde-dinner pa kami.
No.
Like when we were, like now, more than before. Before we would completely ignore it. Like, ganon. Like, so it's very, on and off.
Parang it's always so interesting when you're a new couple kasi, especially if it's your, like your first Valentine's Day together. Because it sets the, it kind of sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diba? Of like, your relationship and how you're gonna be celebrating.
No, because what we really celebrate are the big ones. Like Christmas, New Year, birthdays, anniversary. Yeah.
Actually, binring up ko lang yun kasi tatanungin ko, so si Rika, saan ka nag-Valentine's Day?
Saan?
Saan?
Ba't ako tinatanong mo? Malay ko. Malay ko, ako ba ikaw? Ako ba si Rika?
My work. Sige, mamaya na lang.
Diba? Nag-work sa umaga, gano'n.
Sa gabi.
Sa gabi nag-work.
May tinrabaho.
Good job. It's all I'm gonna say.
Grabe kayo, dinner, syempre.
Huh? Mm. Naka-mute ka, ha? There.
Rika, may na-meet pala akong friend mo.
Naku,
sa wall climbing
delikado
last weekend.
Delikado ka dyan, ha? Paewan ko dyan.
Kaya nga, hindi ako nag-headphones, eh. Para hindi ko marunin si
sabi niya, na-meet ka daw niya sa 1C. Sabi ko, okay.
Huh? What? Interesting. Okay. The tea!
Pwede.
Yes.
Ha, pwede.
The coffee.
Ito pa naman si Marky, ang daming kilala. Diba?
Oo.
Number 3 from Diabolique. Kwentong kontento, puro accomplished ang mga anak ng tito ko. But none of his kids are speaking to each other. So, money and success aren't really everything.
Yeah.
Diba parang, lalo na kung medyo connected dun sa success nila yung reason why they're not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 2 from Camilo, kwentong kontento, when your only prayer at night is thank you for everything.
That's nice.
You're not even asking for anything anymore. It's more like, thank you. I love what I have right now.
Kasi it's like you're acknowledging what you have.
Yeah. And the top, Kwentong Kotento, comes from Chiki Romana.
Chiki Romana says,
when the very simple question, ano gusto mong regalo, makes you realize that you have everything you need. Yeah. I mean, literal, minsan you're like, oo nga, no? Ano pa bang kailangan ko? Parang okay na ako.
Alam mo, dumating na kami sa point na yan sa gift-giving amongst friends.
Yeah.
Yung parang,
diba?
May ano na kami na whenever we'd see each other, oy, ano na, ang ina ko regaluhan sa birthday ko, ah. Like, ano na, or like, if you're gonna get me something, just get me food or something consumable.
Yeah.
Kasi ngayon parang, well, we have everything we need. Anything else that comes in, usually parang, alam mo yon. I mean, of course, you're thankful.
Yeah. That's such a good place to be in.
That's so nice to see with friends because you saw them, like, become successful and good with their life.
Yeah.
To the point na, ano na bang, experience na lang.
Time together. Yes. Yeah, nothing like it.
But there you go. One more batch, but we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay Facebook Live.
That's right. So join us if you're not there yet. But my internet's acting up a little. But don't go anywhere, okay? Facebook.com/RX931 as you listen to more of Riot Wednesday, Blink 182 with all the small things. On the monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the final top 10 for today. Let's thank Millerazzi for the topic. Hashtag Cuentong Contento. Let's start off at number 10 from Freedom Friday. Yung hindi mo na hinahangad, makredit sa'yo yung mga brain children mo sa work. Makita mo lang na maginhawa ang buhay ng team mo sa Patna. Yung parang sometimes credit, I mean, obviously you want it, but like, if I can't get it, as long as everyone's taken care of.
Hindi ka na credit hungry.
Hindi na. Parang, as long as everyone's compensated, everyone's taken care of, I'm good. And number 9, coming from Katrina, yung phone ko may crack na and gutay-gutay na. Yung tipong isusoli ng snatcher kasi walang kwenta. So, but then there's no urge to buy a new one. I just don't know. I'm good. I can text. I can watch stuff. I can play games. And even though it doesn't look really great anymore, I'm okay. And number 8, coming from Chinito Ken. Kahit hindi nga top entry, kahit bottom pa. Very... flexible okay naman ako that way.
Minsan preferred pa yung iba, diba?
Oh, basta nababasa yung entry sa
TMR. Ikaw ba, Chico?
Hindi naman kasi ako sumasali. Ako yung host.
Hindi, ikaw yung pili.
I mean, iniiba-iba ko talaga. Iniiba-iba ko to make sure.
Hey, pero, Marky, ba't di ka naman marinig? Ayan.
Sabi ko, siya yung nasa side. Nagbabasa lang ng entries.
Correct.
K-R-E-K. Correct.
Ikaw, Marky, correct. Nung nag-entry ka sa top 10 as a listener before, gusto mo ba na top ka or sa bottom ka?
Paminsan-minsan, di ba, di naman kailangan palagi na sa top. Katulad ni Camilo, di ba? Minsan, pwede din bottom.
Hmm. So gusto mo tabihan entry. Si Chico sa side para 'di ba ako host o
pwede yun din
ganoon.
Nasa gilid lang yung parang
katinginan lang kami.
Sige,
titigan.
Ano eh, apiran.
Apiran.
Align.
Oh my gosh, that is so like 90s. Apiran. Align. Number 7, coming from Loki Fangirl. Alam mo yung kahit everyone's asking me when I will get my own car, I still don't buy one because I can't, not because I can't afford it, because I can, but because I feel like I don't need it. Kasi ang laki pa nang natitipid ko because I don't have to pay for insurance and parking expenses.
Yeah.
And gas, just go 70 na ulit.
I know.
Yeah,
you're
buying me. That. Oh my gosh. Why is it so mahal?
It's so painful. Remember, we were already down to like 50.
Like 49 na.
70.
How did it go up again like that? That's
and
so crazy.
Just like that. Just like
but
that.
But you know, as much as, you, of course, you dread it, parang kahit papano, it's, you know, we're kind of going back to normal. Yeah. So you're also like thankful.
It went down to 50 at the peak of the pandemic.
Oh, eh, kasi walang lumalabas na kotse.
Pero grabe, I mean like, just have to be either or.
Alam mo yung parang minsan nahihiya ako na I wanna ask, pwede po bang 200 lang
yun? Hindi, ano nga eh, parang nagbibenta kayo ng tingi.
Yung parang ano, mantika, yung may ano, ano yung may imbudo. Hindi,
maganda may ano ka, yung may dala kang empty bottle ng mineral water. Pwede isang bote.
Uy, grabe kayo. The other day, di ba, I ran into some car trouble. Tapos alam mo yung, para siyang Christmas lights, lahat naka-on. Kasi I don't know if there's something wrong with my battery, with my electrical whatever, with water or gas. Alam mo, ganun nakalala yung estado ng car ko.
Ano raw siya? Because of the war daw sa Ukraine. Because Russia is an exporter. I don't know if that's true.
Oh my gosh.
Pero diba, global events talaga usually have a very big effect on like the global economy. And also, let me see here. Number 6 from Row Row, You're Both. I was so happy when my partner gave me 5 kilograms of basmati rice last Valentine's Day. I mean, I get it. Getting flowers or something pricey would be great. But receiving something I can use or eat on a daily basis is not bad at all. Lalo na if you're a cook, diba? I think that would be lovely to get, diba? And lalo na if that's your favorite, like basmati. And,
It's the best rice for me.
It's actually, believe it or not, more than brown rice or unpolished rice. I read somewhere, basmati has the lowest glycemic index.
Magandang yun talaga yun sa ano sa guest natin sa Friday.
Sa Friday.
Hindi,
usually yun nga, diba yung gamit nila talaga sa mga...
Ah, si bro. Index. Yeah, si bro. Okay,
Wait, Chico F you about the, ano, the gas.
Oh.
If you wanna get really much cheaper, as in 10 pesos cheaper, go to Marcos Highway.
Oh, yeah, yung sinabi mo nga. Remember when we went
after,
to your
ano, SM, after SM Marikina, turn right, that first gas station is cheaper than anything else. Even up in Antipolo.
Oh, wow.
Just to let you know, for future, ano.
Reference. And number 5 from Jungkook's wife. Hala, bakit wife na to?
Wife na. Upgrade.
Wife na.
Level up.
Teka, pag-usapan muna natin yan. Hindi ko alam kung... Papayag akong Jungkook's wife forever.
Speaking of level up, nakita mo yung story? Ano yung story? Nang. Si ano? Si bro. Kasi yun ang level up.
No!
In the car.
No!
Ay, nako.
Sino si bro? Ay, si ano?
Sa pipi or ano?
Sa pipi.
Good morning, MJ! Sabi niya, wife na! All caps.
Oo, diba? Kasi... Grabe, Jungkook's wife. Ewan ko lang.
Parang number, protesta kayo.
Eh kasi, number 4 from Short Cap. Short Cap! Short, ngayon ko lang nagets. Quoting my favorite line from The Greatest Showman. You don't need everyone to love you. Just a few good people.
Aww.
That's nice.
Speaking of, the other day, nagpa-practice ako ng ano, A Million Dreams.
Bakit?
A million dreams are keeping me awake. Ang sarap ng basag tape. Bakit? Lahat saka lahat on my own. So, tatlo yun na yung pinapractice ko. On my own. A Million Dreams. At saka, ano yun? A Whole New World.
And then, dapat
practice lang. Kasi kung gusto niyo marinig.
For God's sakes, why?
Buti nga, hindi ko pa pinapractice yung Never Enough.
Ang dami nagko-comment sa Facebook, bakit?
Alam mo yung ano, Rika?
Natanong ko sila, bakit?
Yung Never Enough, tanggalin mo yung enough.
Never!
Tanggalin natin.
Never again, palitan mo.
maganda talaga yung ano, A Million Dreams, diba? Gusto nyo marinig.
It can stay naman, ano,
in my head.
In your dreams.
Speaking of musicals, I watched West Side Story yesterday. Napakaganda.
Ay,
in fairness kay Ansel, ha? Napaka okay siya.
Eh, si Gretel.
Pero the, ano, the, I forgot her name, but the Spanish girl, the one who played Maria,
Harry Anderson.
Sobrang galing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
She's so, you know, like, magnetizing. Like, you're drawn to her whenever she talks. She's just such an amazing, amazing actress. Loved her.
Yeah,
watch out for it.
It's got
it's
great
really
reviews.
West Side Story.
Oh, ayan. Sabi ni Ryan Michael, text Rika Stop to 2366.
Oy! De, ganito na. Next week, you can sing all you
want. Sige.
Sige, sige, sige. And, also, hindi ko nabasa yung kay Jungkook's wife.
Talagang completely.
Kasi reaction.
Kasi yan, dami reaction. Kwentong kontento. I'm a very ambitious person. The more I gain, the more I want to aim higher. I may be happier, but never contented. I'm actually afraid of being fully contented because I feel like I will lose purpose. I kind of enjoy aiming for something. Kasi pwede ka namang nag-aim for something but be very content with what you have.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
That's my take on it. Number three, coming from Juice Blank. Kwentong contento. I never asked for something unreasonable. Just a beautiful sunset and a hand to hold while looking at it.
It's the simple thing.
It's the simple. Pero,
hindi
rin ganun kasimple yan, ha? Diba? Like, lalo na with, like, while, with a hand to hold. I mean, that's a journey for a lot of people. Finding that one person you will hold hands with while watching a sunset. Number two, from Camilo. When you don't feel the need to convince the world that you're grateful by posting every day about things you already are grateful for.
Yeah. I don't take it against people who, you know, have a gratitude journal.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people are into that. I mean, if it works for you, good, diba? If it makes you more appreciative. Pero ako kasi, I never really got into that.
Okay.
Parang wala lang. Parang, I mean, I am grateful. parang
you just are.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And the top, Kwentong Contento, comes from Jimin's Girl.
Jimin's Girl says.
Ayan, ganyan. Girl, bakit biglang may mga wife-wife pang nalalaman kasi? Pwede namang Jimin's Girl. Oh. It doesn't mean you don't desire more. It just means you're thankful what you have, but patient for what's yet to come.
I like
that.
Oh,
that's nice.
Diba? Like, I still want it, but I'm just patient. I'm not rushing it. I'm not like, no, I'm not happy until I get this. So, yeah, very, very balanced way of dealing with being content versus having goals.
Yeah.
What about us?
Kwentong contento, naiisip ko minsan, when I'm by myself, tapos wala lang, I'm just going about my daily tasks. Bigla minsan pumapasok sa isip ko na, you know, if things can only stay the way they are, like how they are now, I will be happy.
Mm-mm.
Which makes me realize that I am very pretty content with what I have, with the life that I live now. Of course, hindi naman mangyayari yun, no? Things, you know, the only constant thing in the world is change. But at the same time, I know that I'm in a good place if I can think that way. Right? If I can wish for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang.
Okay. Me, ako, ano talaga, like well, sometimes, you know, sabi ni Baby Whale, parang, grabe no, like, ilang years na nating ginagawa tong routine na to. Kasi like, especially with animals, it tends to be very routinary talaga. Kasi you have to feed them at a certain time. When you get there, you clean the litter box, and then, you know, it's time for the dogs naman. Yeah, I mean, like, you have to give all of them attention and care, diba? So, medyo may tendency paulit-ulit. Even if may kailangan kaming gawing iba, gagawin namin yun, and then we go back to the groove.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I was like, actually, I'm not bored with it. I love it. I mean, yeah, I mean, it would be nice if we could like break it up every now and then. But if you tell me that this is like my life, I'm like, I'll be good with it. I'm actually good with it.
Diba?
And kahit pa ulit-ulit. Because, you know, I love those animals. I love what we do. And yeah, I guess that means I'm good with whatever it is, wherever it is I am right now in my life.
Ako, ano, feeling ko kasi, like, being content is kind of like a muscle that you need to exercise.
Okay.
What I mean, to remind yourself that you're happy. So parang I try whenever, let's say, meron akong mga shortcomings or whatever, to not beat myself up.
Right.
Kasi, you know, I kind of convince myself na parang, eh, ikaw ito eh. Kumbaga, you know, you have, kumbaga, if you wanted to change some stuff in your life, you will. But since you're content and you're happy and you're okay with it, then you don't have to beat yourself up for it. You know, and it can be with big things and with little things. Like, let's say, di mo hinugasan yung plates mo for today or for lunchtime. Parang ang dali kasi to tell yourself na ang tamad-tamad mo talaga, ganito, ganyan ka. But, I mean, that's just the way things are.
Yeah.
And it makes such a big difference if you root for yourself.
Absolutely,
kasi
yeah. Hindi,
kasi kung kunwari, ang dami-daming, you know, like, masasamang elemento around you in this world. Dapat ikaw,
but you're...
tumuro ka sa amin eh. Isang kamay mo kay Hazel, isang kamay mo sa akin eh.
Parang naano ako dun sa masamang elemento. Mga tumatingin sa
akin. Saka ganito ang movement ng kamay niya, masamang, tapos tinaas niya ang kamay niya.
Dalawa.
Elemento.
Tumuro sa amin dalawa.
Wait na, bakit nadadamay kami dito?
You know what I mean? There's, you know, so much cruelty in the world that you kind of have to root for yourself. Ikaw yung team member mo. It's you.
Yes.
Look out for number one.
Yes.
So parang if everyday sinasabi mo sa sarili mo na ang tamad-tamad mo, you know, ang pangat ng katawan mo. You know, medyo you will attract that energy.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's true. Sumang elemento.
Sumang, hindi ko naman sinabi. Kayo naman, friend. Grabe naman, friend.
Sumang elemento.
Ako naman, like, I've reached the point of, like, you know, I'm very content with where I am in my life at the moment. I'm very happy in all aspects of it. But it doesn't mean I don't want more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can be content and you can be happy with what you have. But if you don't keep challenging yourself to be better and wanting more for who you are because you deserve more, you're never going to grow. You're always going to be stagnant.
That's true.
So keep dreaming.
Yeah.
Keep opening up your world. Yeah, you can be content with where you are now, but always find something to reach for. Reach for the stars.
I think yun talaga yung mindset is always, you know, yun nga, you should be happy, like, kunyari biglang magkaroon ng some sort of supernatural, ano na, biglang, okay, things will remain how it is, how they are, diba? As is. Dapat you should be okay with it, but at the same time, yun nga, parang, you don't stop working for or having something else to look forward to.
Okay, apologies to Marky. My headphones just completely
dead
died.
So headphones,
I can't hear. I can only hear Rika and Hazel because they're here.
But yun, basically, that's the thing. So anyway, thank you for joining
us on the show.
Yay! We love you. We'll be back tomorrow. Catch us again at 6 o'clock. Bye, guys!
Bye!
Stick around because Nikki is up next. We'll leave you with something from Urban Dub. This one's called First of Summer. Right, Wednesday is all day today, so we're going to play music from the 2000 to the 2010s. So make sure to tune into the monster.
To all the members.
Bye!